Tatar comes over the line, got steamrolled by Puljujärvi. Here's McDavid the other way. He'll split the D. He'll score! Connor McDavid! What a rush! And the Oilers are up 2-1!
Well, you can add another segment to Connor McDavid's highlight reel. That turns out to be the game winner tonight as the Edmonton Oilers score four goals in 7:33 in the last half of the third period and take down the Montreal Canadiens 4-1. An entertaining, physical, intense game tonight at Rogers Place. It was scoreless after the first. Stahl put the Canadiens ahead in the second period. And then Edmonton really started coming on with about 6 minutes left in the second period. They were actually shorthanded. They did a very good job on the kill. They had the way better scoring opportunities while they were shorthanded. They kept the pressure on, and eventually it pays off with a big third period. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. It's 9:54 inside Rogers Place along with Rob Brown. I'm Reed Wilkins for Heartland Ford Overtime Open Line. Bear ties it up. First goal since last February 6th when we didn't say pandemic 18 times a day. McDavid scores with 4:49 to go. Puljujärvi on a breakaway with 2:23 left. Shore seals it with an empty netter. But I really do think that, Rob, the last 26 minutes of this game, the Edmonton Oilers were the vastly superior team.
They were. They started to push, and the Montreal Canadiens couldn't handle it. The one thing that the Canadiens have strength at is they are fairly solid up front, where they don't have a first line, but they seem to have all four lines that are pretty consistent in their back end. They got six defensemen they like to roll, yet having that in their lineup, they weren't able to survive the push by the Oilers. They weren't able to create anything, and it was just, in all honesty, it was just a matter of time. Jake Allen was, I thought, spectacular at times, but eventually something was going to have to leak through. The Oilers were getting grade A scoring chance after grade A scoring chance. You were thinking, okay, seriously, I can't believe he's got that one. Did that one cross the line? The one time Archibald was looking up trying to see, okay, let's look at that on a replay because I think that actually snuck in. But the Oilers' pressure was too much. And the thing that you like about it, if you're an Oilers fan, is it wasn't Connor and Leon on a line together that was creating everything, that was keeping the push going. Dave Tippett was rolling lines. He was mixing up lines. With the loss of Kara early in the hockey game, you saw just about everybody play with everybody. And they didn't matter who they threw on the ice. They got pressure. They got forecheck. They kept the play going in the right direction. And they didn't allow the Montreal Canadiens to extend. They didn't let the Canadiens get a great chance to push the puck or to push the score one more ahead and make that hill so much harder for the Oilers. So it was, to me, the first 34 minutes was fairly evenly played. I thought both teams had their moments. I thought it was a great playoff-type hockey game. But in the last, as you said, 26 minutes, this was Edmonton at its best, and the Montreal Canadiens weren't able to handle it.
Well, and you look at this game, and I think to myself, every Oiler did something positive at some point. Of course it wasn't a perfect game. Nope. Of course there were mistakes. And Montreal's played a heck of a game out there, too, and being really physical and applying as much pressure as possible. But the players who, you know, might wind up with very little on their stat line, you can still look at and say, you know what, he made a hit. He dumped a puck. He made a nuisance of himself in front of the net. And that's in a situation where you got Kara knocked out of the lineup halfway through the first period. You're down a guy there.
Well, this is back-to-back games where if you're the coaching staff, you're going to look and say, okay, is there anything that we want? Is there any player that we're questioning about? Do we change anything? And you're like, no, I there's nobody that we could say that was in the lineup tonight that didn't do what we expected or hoped from them. The role players understood their role. This was the most physical game that we've seen the Oilers play. And in all honesty, the hit against Kara actually sparked the Oilers. They became much more physical after that. And it was led by Connor. It was led by Leon. And this was by far the best game that we've seen Cassian play in a calendar year. He was what he needs to be effective. He was physical. He straddled the line between going over it or not, but stayed on the right side, but was making a difference every shift he was out there. And the role players aren't going to get credit for the win, because you're going to be talking about Puljujärvi, you're going to be talking about Connor, you're going to be talking about Mike Smith and Nett. But this was a game that the role players did exactly what they needed to do to get them 2 points.
Now, having said that, we do have to talk about McDavid's goal, because it's another epic goal from his own blue line between arguably the best pairing in the NHL, certainly the best pairing, two guys together. No disrespect, I guess, Nurse and Barry here in Edmonton, but in terms of shutting down, Nurse goes right through Petrie and Edmondson and beats Allen.
Well, there's three elements of Connor McDavid that you saw there, and it still surprises players. A, it's his speed. And he goes from, you know, Mach 5 to Mach 10 in two steps. So as a defenseman, it's something that you don't see very often, a player coming at you that fast. Number two is his strength. He goes through the middle, and he's got one guy kind of pushing him from one side. He's got Petrie giving him a hook and trying to hook him from the other side, but he's too strong. Connor McDavid's strength is a huge attribute that I don't think gets enough credit for. And the third one is his patience. He came in, he's now used his speed to get by him. He's used his strength to create a bit of separation. And now he just doesn't fire it. He waits and waits Allen out and goes around him. Like he Allen was there. He's like, okay, I got him. He's going to shoot. I've taken the angle away. And McDavid takes that extra step. So now the puck and the stick are actually at an angle that allows him to put the puck cleanly past Allen. So speed, strength, and patience, Connor McDavid showed on that goal. And you know when Connor scores a goal that he thinks is special, because his smile is bigger. There's a lot of time when Connor scores a goal and he's got that stern, mean look on his face like, yeah, I was supposed to do that, so I did it. But on that one there, he saw the big smile afterwards. It's like, okay, yeah, that one was a little bit better than some of the other ones. And you love when he's playing like that. He took this game over, and he was absolutely dominant in the final 26 minutes.
So the Oilers win it 4-1. James H. Brown and Associates, Serious Injury Lawyers, will be making a $400 donation to 630 Ched Santa's Anonymous. That's because they're giving $100 for every goal scored this season. The total for the year now up to $14,100. Okay, into the Zoom room for Mattress Superstore. Give them 5 minutes and they'll give you the best sleep of your life. Take the Sleepology body scan and take the guesswork out of buying a mattress. Edmonton head coach Dave Tippett.
Tonight, what did you like the most about what they showed in winning that game?
I like that we got better as the game went on, because we weren't very good early. We got a lot better. The third period was a strong period for us. We kept the pressure on them and capitalized on some chances. But early in the game, we were just weren't real crisp with the puck. We needed to get our feet going a little better. But we got better as it went on, and we found a way to win.
It seemed like they wanted to play the game in a physical style. And you know, do you feel your team answered that well, that you sort of met that challenge and as a group maybe galvanized a bit that way?
Well, you're playing these games down the stretch. It's like, especially against teams that are, you know, trying to elevate their game and earn playoff spots, you're going to play competitive games. These are like playoff games. And Montreal is a team that they're pushing to stay, keep the teams behind them, and they're pushing to catch the ones in front of them. So you knew they were going to play hard. They came out of a game they didn't like in Ottawa. They were going to play hard. So if you don't raise your level, you're going to be behind. And I thought we were behind early, but we got better as the game went on. So I liked our pushback.
Jason Gregor, TSN 1260.
Dave, you mentioned a while back you wanted your team to reduce the chances 5-on-5. You capitalized on a lot, especially in the third, and missed some in the second. But for the second straight game, you didn't really give up a bunch, even though you maybe weren't as crisp as you wanted to be. Is that what you saw, especially in the second and third? Did you like how your team didn't start to cheat to try to create offense?
Yeah, second and third, we were a lot better. We just turned over some pucks and lost some one-on-one battles in the first. They gave them some chances, but like we talked about it, we got better as the game went on, and a lot of it was how hard we competed on loose pucks, and we did a pretty good job in front of our net, It's a tight game, tight kind of playoff-style game that I liked the way we stayed with it and got the win.
You switched up your D pairs in the third, pairs that you kind of started the regular season with. When you go back, I know it's a long time ago. Ethan Bear's game has really elevated lately. Would you like to see him and Nurse more, or do you just like the versatility of swapping him and Bears?
Well, we'll just see how it goes game to game on matchups, and it's just there's certain things. Bearsy's a really good defender, hard, strong defender, and there's just certain situations where he's, you know, we've used him in, instead of Barry there. Barry's a, you know, he's a real strong offensive player, so we use him in some of those situations. So it gives our defense flexibility, gives Jim flexibility in how he's going to run our D, and you know, certain matchups or certain things you're looking for each player.
Daniel Niederbohmann, The Athletic.
Hi, Dave. On McDavid's goal, you know, what were you thinking on the bench as you saw him go attempt to take on those two defenders, and was there any surprise by the end result?
Well, you're not surprised. I mean, it's not as if it's the first time he's ever done that. So it's when he goes up the ice with the puck with a head of steam, he can be a dangerous player, and that's exactly what happened. So he was real competitive tonight, you know, with losing JJ in the game. I used him and Draisaitl again a lot, and they both answered the bell.
And you kind of led me into my next question. Do you have any update on Karen and his condition?
No, I think he's going to get evaluated tomorrow again, but I anticipate he's going to miss a little time.
Terry Jones, Post Media.
Dave, can you explain? A month and a half ago, we were talking about how this team struggled, you know, at home, and all of a sudden you got an 8-game winning streak, and. And that was pretty impressive, will to win type performance that we saw tonight.
Well, first of all, we haven't played at home much, so it's hard to remember that. It seems like we've been haven't been home for very long, but we managed to collect some points at home here, which is good. But it's the games are, you know, without the fans, there's a generic element to it that even though you know your dressing room and everything is, you know. You know, you're more comfortable at home, but sometimes that's not the best thing. So it's, but without the fans, it takes a lot of the advantage you'd have at home away. So we want to win whether we're home or the road, and we've had some success at home here the last little while.
And can you speak to that will to win, the physicality involved in that game, contribution all the way down the lineup, that sort of thing. It seemed to be almost like they were making a statement to each other.
I think that they've really dug in. You know, that last week, you know, we had a couple of good practices and talked about where we are as a team, where we want to go. And I give the players a ton of credit. They've recognized that we want to play as well as we can down the stretch. And games are going to be hard. It's going to be hard to win. And if we expect to improve as a team, we're going to have to embrace that. And you know, there's going to be ups and downs here and there, and, you know, sometimes ups and downs within a game. But I love the way our guys stuck with it tonight. We were, you know, we weren't as good as we wanted to be early, and we got better as the game went on. In the third period, we, you know, we really had a lot of chances to get ourselves back in the game. So it was, you know, you like when your team plays that hard and has that will to win, it shows that there's improvement in the group, and you keep building on that.
Jason Gregor, TSN 1260.
Dave, your power play had some opportunities tonight. Montreal seemed to be maybe kind of cheating high with McDavid and Draisaitl on the flanks. Did you notice that? Is that something that you know, you'll expect to maybe try to pressure more on the lower part of the box?
We'll have a look at it today. We had a couple good looks there, but then you know, probably not as much as we'd like, so we'll have a look at it and see where it goes on Wednesday. But it's you're looking at different options and trying to find the right fit there. And but they do a pretty good job in front of their net. So I'd like to see us maybe get a few more pucks towards there.
And can you quickly talk about Devin Shore, a guy, you know, a late signing for your team, and you know, started out as an extra, and then it just kind of worked his way in. And see, he's become a very versatile player for you. He can go from wing to center in the game and be rather seamless. And I know he seems to like to have three goals against them this year, but just talk about kind of his growth, and you're getting to know his game more as the season goes along.
Well, he's one of those guys in our lineup, you know, as a coach, you look at, you got some glue guys where you can kind of stick them around wherever, and you know they're going to do the job. He's a good pro. He's an intelligent player. He's got decent size. He's, you know, his work ethic is real strong. He understands the game and situations in the game, and that leads to one of his strengths of the versatility. We've used him at center and wing. He's been a good penalty killer for us. So he just touches a lot of parts of the game that you can trust him because he does a lot of things right.
Thank you. If there are no more questions, this concludes tonight's media.
All right, that is Oilers head coach Dave Tippett after they score a 4-1 win over the Montreal Canadiens. He did say Jujhar Khaira, he expects to miss a little time after leaving the game about halfway through the first period. Well, the game was about 8 minutes old. Got hit, was not actually hit in the head, but was clearly jostled on the play and then had trouble remaining upright after the hit. Had to be helped off the ice by Ethan Bear and one of the linesmen. So tough break there for Jujhar Khaira. So the Oilers went the rest of the way with 11 forwards. Tippett was asked about Devin Shore, who gets an empty netter tonight, second empty net goal of the season. I mean, he's up to 5 goals. This is the Oilers' 44th game of the season. So if you're talking about an 82-game season, you'd say, well, he's got a shot at 10, which for a fourth liner isn't bad support.
And how many games has he played, though? Because he's not...
He hasn't played every game.
No.
This was his 30th game tonight.
So he's on pace for about 12 or 13 goals as a fourth line guy. Well, we talked about it before Tippett did, is he's a guy that coaches fall in love with because they know what they're getting every shift. I mean, there's other guys on the team that have probably a higher ceiling, but it's some nights are feast or famine. It's like, hey, oh, he had a good game tonight. I hope we get that out of him again next game. It's like, oh, okay, that wasn't as good. We expect more from him. There's certain players that every game you get the same. Archibald's the same. Every single time he plays, you get the exact same. It's almost like he's got this repeat button that he puts in his stall, and he says, all right, repeat, here we go again. And they both, Archibald and Shore, are guys that can move up and down the lineup, and Dave Tippett likes that. He's a guy that's not afraid to mix things up. If someone's not going, all right, we're going to put someone else there. Neither is what you would call a proven goal scorer, but both are smart enough to put themselves in the right position and have good enough hands that if they've given an opportunity, they're capable of putting the puck in the net. And that's always good on a fourth line guy, is a guy that you can move up and down, because now you find ice time for them. Because now there's a little competition. Okay, so-and-so is not going today. Let's move him up or down. But Shore has proved to be a valuable part of this team. He penalty kills. He moves up and down the lineup. He's a guy that if there's a face-off late in the game, you want him on the ice because he's going to make the right decisions. Those are the kind of guys that coaches have tons and tons of trust in and seem to find themselves out on the ice in important situations.
Devin Shore is tonight's fourth star of the game for Mr. Mike's Steakhouse Casual. Order your game day meal for takeout or delivery. Check out the menu at MrMikes.ca. The three stars tonight, I don't think, will surprise anybody. Ethan Bear, the third star, scores his first goal in about 14 months. Puljujärvi, a goal and an assist, is the second star. And McDavid, a brilliant goal, 3 points, is the first star of the game. The Oilers win at 4-1. Okay, you can get us on the CertainTeed hotline, 780-496-0063. CertainTeed, professional-grade building materials. That's also the number if you want to type out a text. We'll get to some of your calls. You'll hear from Connor McDavid. Straight ahead, Heartland Ford, overtime open line.
Archibald, puck comes. It's McDavid. He's got Puljujärvi up the middle. He gives it to Puljujärvi. He's got a break. Puljujärvi, the shot. Scores! Yes, the Puljujärvi pulls the trigger, and the Oilers are up 3-1.
And they go on to win 4-1 over the Montreal Canadiens. Puljujärvi now with 11 goals on the season. Whenever the Oilers score 5 or more in a game, we turn on the Japanese Village goal light on 630ched.com. That is presented by Japanese Village Restaurants, now offering takeout. Complete details at jvedmonton.ca. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. These two teams are going to go at it again on Wednesday. That'll be an 8 o'clock start. Wes wants to know what's happening with Alex Stalock. Any chance of him playing soon? Well, he's the third goalie. Any chance of him playing soon?
No.
I doubt it.
Makes no sense for him to play. So, no. I don't. He won't play a game this season unless both Oiler goalies are hurt.
Another texter says, hey, guys, early in Kara's last shift, he went to finish a big check. He missed his guy, and it looked like he hit his head on the glass pretty hard. That might have been what did it, and then the hit finished the job. I didn't see that. Maybe, I mean, maybe. We don't know. And Tony, the pizza boy, says, regarding Devin Shore, I really like him. He's a smart player. Probably a silly idea, but I'm curious how much his play could be elevated by McDavid. Do you think getting him in on a couple of rotations with him would work out?
Who, Shore?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just talked about it, you and I, a little while ago, that Shore is a guy that can move up and down the lineup. I talked with Bob at the end of the game that the possibility of Shore going up and playing with Leon Draisaitl. He's earned the right. He's played well. He plays there when the games are close and you want to feel safe. He probably has earned the right to play a little bit more and maybe get a shot with Leon at some point.
Mike Smith is now 16-4-2 with a .923 save percentage.
And again, every time we see him play, it's not as though it's smoke and mirrors. He just looks confident. It looks like he can't be beat. He's playing that well. I mean, the goal tonight was a deflection off a foot. It's the only thing that beat him. There's been times this season, you're like, okay, he's playing above himself. Eventually, you know, it's going to slow down and you're going to see Mike Smith just being good, but not being as amazing as he's been. But as time has gone on, he's just looked better and better and more comfortable and more confident. Now it's like the expectation is for him to be perfect each and every game. And again, what he brings as a goaltender that gets out and stops the dump-ins, that passes the puck up. Tonight, he sent Connor and Puljujärvi in on a 2-on-0. I mean, there's no other goalie in the National Hockey League that's doing that. So, yeah, he's been all-world for the Edmonton Oilers. And as important as Connor has been and as important as Leon has been, Mike Smith has been equally, if not as more important, because the turnaround for the Oilers came when Mike Smith started playing.
Our adjustment of the game for Alberta's chiropractors. If it hurts, see a chiropractor. Visit albertachiro.com. We'll go to the CertainTeed hotline here quickly, and then we're going to bring you the Connor McDavid postgame. We have Robert standing by. Hey, Robert, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I mean, you know, like I want to start with talking about the way the game seemed to change. I think the game changed, like you guys were saying, like with about 6 minutes to go, roughly in the second period. But it just seemed like after that, it just seemed like the Oilers, they got the ball rolling downhill, that snowball effect, and it just got bigger, and it was almost like Montreal had like no answer at all. I don't know what you guys think about that. And then I wonder who comes in at forward now with Kara being out for a while. That's one question I have. And then I have one final point here.
Yeah,
that
quick,
I'll make.
Quick, Robert, because we got to get to McDavid here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just think the. I don't know. I think the power play was still good despite going 0-for-4, but yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Okay, thanks. Well, if Nuge is healthy, he'll play Wednesday.
Yeah. If I'm the team, I hold Nuge out, give him the extra 5 days off. I mean, we just saw a guy that was concussed get concussed again.
Bring Ennis in.
You can put Ennis in. Do you give Tourist another opportunity? I mean,
I bring Ennis in.
Probably. But the problem is Ennis isn't a centerman, then you got to move someone into center. Possibly Shore, I don't know. That's the difference.
All right, Oilers beat Montreal 4-1. Brilliant game winner scored by this guy, your captain, Connor McDavid.
Connor, it looked like Montreal was, hemming you guys in, frustrating you a little bit in the first 40 minutes. What happened in the third where you guys broke up?
I'm not sure they were hemming us in. I thought, it was kind of going back and forth a little bit, a lot of stuff in the middle. I thought they got the jump on us kind of in the first 10, and I thought we did a good job responding physically. I thought we got our hands back as the night went on and, started to make some passes, and that sped our game up. So, that's a team that's had our number for whatever reason this year, and, it's a big win for our group.
This is the kind of balance that you like to talk about or like to see in your team, that you're able, when it's 1-0, to hang around and keep it tight. Don't give up the next one. Don't panic. And then when you so happens, you can explode for 4 goals in the third period.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when you're down 1, you can't let it get to 2, and you kind of hang around. And I thought we did a good job. You know, we weren't generating a ton in the first 40, but, you know, I thought we did a good job of limiting their chances. I thought Smitty did his normal stuff tonight. I mean, he was great again. So, you know, when you get goaltending like that, and, you know, he kind of lets you get your feet going and get your battle level up and get everything going. And I thought, you know, we came out in the third and did a good job of doing what we had to do.
Daniel Lindgren-Bohm in The Athletic.
Hey, Connor, what did you see there that on your goal that kind of gave you the willingness to take on two defenders like that?
I mean, I'm never really afraid to take on two defenders. Can get me into trouble sometimes, but, you know, I think, you know, it was a little bit of a loose puck there, maybe a bit of a turnover. Jesse did a great job back-checking and kind of separating the guy from the puck, and it kind of popped free, and, you know, I was able to get it in good stride, and, you know, the D were kind of scrambling back, so just tried to make a play.
And who was happier about the goal, you or Jesse Puljujärvi?
I was pretty happy, but Big Jess is always happy to, you know, when we score. You know, it always makes it fun for everyone around him when the puck finds a way in the net. He does a good job of making it fun.
Terry Jones, Post Media. Go ahead, Terry.
Connor, can you hear me okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Seemed like it was really physical in the early going, in the first in particular, and you were trying to dish some of that back out. You had a pretty physical period yourself. How do you think you and your group responded when Montreal seemed to want to bring that game?
Yeah, I mean, they're a big, big team. You know, and they want to play that type of way. We're not afraid to play that type of way. If you want to play physical, we can play physical. You know, I thought Cass did a great job of setting the tone as well. You know, being physical, being a big man and you know, doing what he does best. So, you know, I just tried to follow in his steps and be physical as well. I think, you know, anytime, you know, a group, can get that into their game, I think, you know, the guys come together and you know, put together a win.
You mentioned yourself that these guys had played you pretty tough for whatever reason this year. Did generating some 5-on-5 offense against these guys, was that important tonight? And how do you think you were able to do that?
Well, I think it's just completely work-based against this team. They do a great job of clogging it up through the middle. They got big, big rangy D-men that break the puck out well. They're hard to forecheck. You know, so it's tough to kind of sustain stuff. It's just got to be work-based. We got to outwork them. You know, you look at the teams that have had some success against them, and, you know, that seems to be their recipe. So, and for whatever reason, they've played with a lead for a lot of the time. So trying to get these guys behind and play with the lead ourselves.
Jerry Jones, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Hello.
Gotcha.
Sorry. You got me now?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. Connor, can you just speak to the will to win, the physical part of that game, playoff part of that game, and the contribution by virtually, well, I think it was everybody.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're coming down the stretch here, and you know, there's some teams that are making it tight. I think Calgary might have lost tonight, but they strung together a couple. You know, you look at Vancouver, what they did last night coming out of their break. You never know what they could do. So, you know, it's tightening up. I think, you know, teams are starting to feel a little bit of the pressure. You know, and these games are showing that. That playoff mentality, and I like the way everyone stuck with it, hung around, and you know, we got contributions from everyone up and down the lineup.
The other thing is, it's a month ago or more than that, I guess. You know, we were observing you know, the home record of this team wasn't just outstanding this year. Now you've won eight straight. Did something happen in there, or how do you explain that?
Well, I think you have to defend home ice. I know there's no fans in the building, and obviously that makes a difference, but, you know, the advantage still should be, you know, to the home team. You get to sleep in your own bed, you know, eat your own food, and you know, so you should have the advantage. And I thought, you know, we've done a good job of you know, taking advantage of that advantage lately. Hasn't always been the case. I thought we've been a good road team. It's kind of flip-flopped. I don't think we're a bad road team by any means, but, you know, it's important to defend home ice.
Jason Gregor, TSN 1260.
Connor, this game just kind of had that playoff intensity, nastiness, chippiness both ways. And really, the emotion on the Bear goal from him and the five of you on the ice really kind of seemed to illustrate that. And even your goal, just did you sense that this was just maybe a little bit more of a playoff style aggravation and intensity that we've seen all year?
Yeah, I mean, when you've had a team that has kind of stymied us the way they have all season long, and to kind of break through and you know, find a way to get that tying goal and you know, go on to get a win, I think you know, that energy level you know, kind of was a little bit of a release of frustration, I think, with excitement and you know, everything all in between. So I think you know, it was definitely a big goal by Bearsy.
Can you talk about Ethan's game? You know, obviously he was huge for your team last year. You know, he said he got off to a slow start, then he had the weird concussion sitting on the bench, and you know, it was kind of battled back. But the last 3 weeks, his game has really come around, and tonight he was heavily engaged. Just how much he means to your team moving forward now. You get a guy like that who plays that many minutes who can really help your squad.
Yeah, I mean, Bearsy was massive for us last year and you know, has kind of built his game all season long. And you know, I thought tonight he was fantastic. I thought in Winnipeg he was really good as well, you know, making those middle plays, you know, kind of springing the forwards, you know, and obviously his compete and his battle level defending is always, you know, has never been in question. So, you know, it's great to see him chip in offensively. I know it's always a part of it, but, you know, for him it's moving the puck and defending and you know, being a big presence back there like he normally is.
Final question, Jack Michael, 6-3, Chad.
Connor, just a thought on the overall quality of the game and how much the fans would have enjoyed that one in particular, because Montreal gave you a good game. It had physicality. It seemed to have everything. And that's my one question is just the only thing lacking, I imagine, from a player's perspective was fans.
Yeah, I think you know, there's some nights where you can definitely tell that there's no fans in the building, and tonight was one of them. You know, the game was so intense. You know, there was so much energy even in the building without fans, that, you know, I can only imagine what it would have been like with you know, some crazy Edmontonians you know, getting up for us. So it would have been special, but you know, we're obviously missing them lots, but. You know, we're trying to do our thing without them, and we'll see them soon here down the future.
Well, nonetheless, a lot of crazy Edmontonians and all over oil country enjoying this in their homes or wherever they were watching this evening. McDavid scores the game winner as the Canadians can't hold on to that 1-0 lead after two. The Oilers get 4 in the third to win it 4-1. As we update the scoreboard for Advantage Trailer Rentals with daily, weekly, monthly, and rent-to-own options, head to AdvantageTrailerRentals.com. The Senators win in Calgary 4-2. The Wild knock off the Coyotes 5-2. It's the Sharks and the Golden Knights 2-2 with about 4 minutes left in the third. Well, that'd be cool if it went to overtime and Marleau scored.
That's who we're cheering for right now.
Lightning over the Hurricanes, 3-2 in overtime. Panthers beat the Blue Jackets 4-2 in a shootout. Dallas getting by the Red Wings 3-2, and the Predators win at home 5-2 against Chicago. Okay, you're going to hear from Ethan Bear. We want someone to finish the play at 780-496-0063. Or if you just want to chat, we got time for you as well. It's Heartland Ford Overtime Open Line on 630 Chet. Edmonton, Puljujärvi behind the net to McDavid. He'll walk out, pass, Bear, scores! Ethan Bear!
slot, and this game's tied at one.
Yeah, that got it rolling for the Oilers with 9:11 to go in the third. Cam Moon with the call, tying it up 1-1, and then the Oilers would add three more to knock off the Canadiens 4-1. So Edmonton's record now 27-15-2 on the season. And if you update the standings here, so they are third in points in the North Division, one behind Winnipeg. The Oilers have a game in hand, so now the points percentage is slightly in Edmonton's favor, 636 to 633. So that's a pretty fun race. Toronto still with the inside track to finish first, but we'll see how it goes down the stretch. And for Ethan Bear, man, oh, man. A stretch of 48 games that he has played in. That's how they do the goal drought when they keep the stats for the NHL. But February 6th of 2020 was the last time he scored.
And it's a long time since you put your hands up to celebrate your own goal. I mean, it's over a calendar year. Players, as confident as they are in their abilities, they also do read newspapers and listen to the radio and listen to the TV, and I'm sure he's heard the cat calls and the people saying that he's not the player that he was last year. What's wrong with Ethan Bear? He's been getting better each and every game. The coaching staff is showing more and more interest in him with how much they're playing him. And for him to score not only a goal, but a big goal at a big moment is huge for the confidence of a young player. The Oilers need him to be where he was at last year if they want to make some noise in the playoffs, and he's darn close to that now. And that was an important goal, and you can just see the emotion. Sometimes you forget, people think these guys, they're robots, this is their job, they're supposed to do it. You saw the raw emotion and the excitement and how important that goal was to him and the team and the celebration with his teammates afterwards. So look for that as just an extra confidence boost for him going forward.
Yeah, and the line mates knew it too.
They did.
That was fun.
Well, they knew how important it was in this game, because this was an intense game.
This was a great game.
It was a great game, and they knew that they were pushing, and they just needed that break, that bounce, and they got it. So they were celebrating the fact that they scored a big goal at a big moment, but they're also celebrating the fact that it was Ethan Bear that got it, and what he's gone through this season, that was a big one for him.
Trent from up north says, this game has me amped up. Playoff atmosphere without fans. Credit to the Oil tonight. Huge goal for Bear. If I was coaching the Oilers, this would be a game I'd mark on the calendar. Bring this emotion every game for a full 60, and I think we can handle whatever the league brings. Well, I like how Trent writes, we can handle whatever the league brings, because that's really when you get down to this time of year and then into the postseason, and they will be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You don't know what kind of game it's going to be. But it's going to be difficult, right? But we talk about it all the time, and I know it's a cliche, but I think it does apply. You have to be able to win different ways. Mm-hmm. Can you have a 1-0 lead in Winnipeg on Saturday night and shut down the Jets and extend it? They did it. Can you be down a goal in a very, very physical and sometimes nasty game and not go away during the second intermission? Can you come out and ramp it up and win? Yes. Now, of course, you don't win all the time, but you can take a hefty punch from the other team and come back with a bigger one of your own.
There's teams in the league that they play one style of game, and that's how they have to win. And if they aren't able to play that style because of the way the team's playing against them, then they find themselves on the wrong side most nights. What we're seeing with the Oilers now over the course of this year is they've become a team that can play a bunch of different styles. And Connor McDavid talked about it after the game, said, hey, we can play this way. If you want to get physical, we can be physical too. The Winnipeg Jets is a completely different kind of game. It's not a physical game. The Jets used to be big and strong and physical, and they used to have, you know, Bufflin on the back end that would lead them that way, and Myers. They were a big team. They don't play. They're a more skilled team now. The Montreal Canadiens are not what you call a skilled team. They can't trade chances with you. They don't have the scorers up front, but they try to wear you down with physicality. And the Oilers matched it and then exceeded the Canadiens in the physicality as the game went on. And the Oilers showed that they can win that way. So in the playoffs, each series you have to win four times against the team you're playing against. And of those four, there's probably going to be three different ways in those four games. You're going to have to win a 1-0 game. You're going to have to win maybe a 2 or 3 overtime game. You might have to win a 5-4 game. It just depending on the breaks, the bounces, and the goaltending. And the Oilers are showing right now the resiliency to be able to do that.
4-1 win tonight over the Canadiens. We'll go to the Certainty Hotline to welcome Douglas to the show. Douglas, is it true you want to finish the play, my friend?
Yeah, I would try. I mean, I love the new format here where I'm listening to the radio and I can't see the TV. It's about a minute and 25 seconds behind, so I can rush over and see who scored.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I missed a couple goals, so yeah, I'll go for it.
All right. Well, we'll help you out tonight. Just for playing, we're going to give you a $50 Sawmill gift card anyway, so that's pretty cool. What do you have a little highlight here, Kellen?
In over the line. He'll hammer it. He'll get it back. He'll shoot. Safe. Rebound. They're jamming it towards the net. Allen had it underneath him, and he'll hold on.
Okay, so a chance for Josh Archibald tonight, who had six hits in the game. What other Oiler was credited with six hits tonight? Was it Zach Kassian or Mikko Koskinen?
I would say I have to go with Zach.
You absolutely are right. I wanted you to get in the grand prize draw, Douglas. Stay on the line,
all right?
Okay?
I will.
That was a tough one. I'm trying to keep.
It was a pretty physical game.
I mean, I'm like, Koskinen, I mean, he's a big man. Was he physical tonight in the game?
The only guy who didn't get to play. Both Montreal goalies got
that. That is true. Good point by you. And Kassian with his six hits, easily the best game that he has played this season. That
was nice pass to Shore on that setup in the third.
Yeah, that showed some hands there. It was a game that he needed to have. He showed up in a physical hockey game. These are playoff style hockey games. That's where Kassian has to bring his strengths, and his strength were in full display tonight.
Douglas's name is going into the grand prize draw for a $1,000 gift certificate to Visions Electronics. That's provided by PF Custom Countertops. Support local with a PF renovation. Get started at pfcustomcountertops.com. Carey Price, by the way, just checking what some Montreal media members have put out on Twitter. Hurt in the contact with Alex Chiasson, head and neck area, which is what you thought it was, Rob. That was how much time was left? 7:59 left in the first period. Chiasson in front of the net contacted Price as McDavid took a long wrist shot that went into the net. Obvious goaltender interference. He finished the first period unable to return for the second.
Well, I said at the time that it was easily no goal, but it should have been a penalty on Chiasson. He hit the goaltender. I shocked that the referees didn't see it, and I'm sure the Canadians aren't going to be happy with the fact that he got away with no penalty, and B, that their goaltender is hurt, and they've been talking that how Price is starting to turn his season around, and that's not good for the Montreal Canadiens down the stretch here if Carey Price is out for any extended period of time. I'm watching the end of the Vegas Sharks game, and there have been, in this overtime, 5 2-on-1s and 3 or 4 breakaways.
Has Marleau played a lot?
They're from where I'm sitting, the players are really little, and I can't tell if number 12's been on the ice. But it's unbelievable the amount of chances going both ways. This has been as entertaining as you can ever imagine in a 3-on-3 hockey game.
All right, the Oilers beat the Canadiens 4-1 to get their 27th victory of the season in their 44th game of the season. 27-15-2 now is Edmonton's record. You'll hear from Ethan Bear when we get back. Heartland Ford Overtime Open Line.
Dump down. Nobody there for Montreal. Yamamoto right corner. He'll center it. Scores! Devin Shore gets the empty netter to make it 4-1 Edmonton.
4 goals and 7:33 in the third period for the Oilers tonight. That one sealed the deal. Oilers over the Habs 4-1 in a shootout. Vegas beats San Jose 3-2. Patrick Marleau did take the first shootout shot for the Sharks, and he was stopped, and now it's a handshake line for him as he has now played more games than anyone else in the regular season in the history of the NHL.
Absolutely amazing. Good on him. And as I said before, he's one of the classiest people I've ever met in the game, and he likes good things happening to good people. Good for him. I mean, an incredible record to beat. So a wonderful night for Patrick Marleau and his family.
Rob, we're going to get to Ethan Bear here in about a minute, but the Oilers and Canadiens are going to play again on Wednesday. Can it be that physical again? Do you think that's the attitude both teams are going to have right from the faceoff?
Normally, one team will start it and the other team will wade their way into it and say, all right, we're going to have to match this. I think it can be. This was a little nasty. It all also depends on the way the refs ref the game. Tonight, they refed it like it was a playoff hockey game. They called things. I mean, it would need to be a scoring chance for them to take away or to make the call. And they allowed pushing and shoving. They allowed fists to come up. They allowed some punches, some cross checks. They allowed playoff hockey to be played. And if the refs allow that again on Wednesday, then you're going to see the same kind of hockey game. This is the way the Canadiens have to play against the Edmonton Oilers. They can't trade chances with them. They do not have the firepower up front.
All right. Oilers win it 4-1 tonight. Back into the Zoom room. He got a big goal. It's Ethan Bear.
It was huge. We really believed in ourselves. And, we in this league, anybody can beat anybody. And, we just wanted to push the pace and get shots to the net and get guys going there. And, as simple as it is, it's effective. And, we had that. And, and it showed. We're all over them.
It was obviously a physical game, especially at the start, playoff style. What is that? What it felt like from your perspective?
Absolutely. Like that's the kind of hockey we're gonna have down the stretch. Everyone's trying to push for the playoffs and to make sure that they're ready. So when playoff time comes, you just play. And it's about building your game. And I think we're doing a good job of that.
Jason Gregor, TSN 1260.
Ethan, I know you pride yourself on being good defensively, but you're a pretty good offensive player as well. Your goal really opened the floodgates up. Big release of emotion for you. And, Connor said maybe it's frustration for the whole team to finally get that goal. How much it mean for you personally and then collectively as a team to get that goal against a team that kind of stifled you offensively this year?
It felt amazing. Like, it's been a long time for me. And, Connor kind of just laid it on a platter, and I just want to shoot as hard as I can. And, to contribute and, bring some energy and, and to go to the bench again and see all the smiles on everyone's faces and everyone's fired up. And, that was a part of the game for me that I haven't felt in a long time. And, it feels really good.
Maybe what's lost tonight is, despite the big four-goal outburst in the third period, you guys controlled that game a lot, but we're trailing 1-0 on, kind of a fluke goal off the skate. But you didn't give up anything. You guys didn't start cheating to try to get offense. Could you talk just about the last 2 months collectively, how your team is starting to get better, maybe not forcing to try to get that goal and play the patient game and just keep working hard and finally get reward?
I think that just shows our maturity level as a team. We're working together, and we've lost games too where we cheated and it's cost us games, and we've learned from those lessons. We've had some tough losses this year, and it's really tested our character. And I think we're maturing as a group and to make those simple but hard plays, and that's going to be big for us down the stretch and in the playoffs.
Daniel Andrew Bowman, The Athletic.
You've already talked or been asked about your goal and talked about your goal, but it seemed like you did a lot more on the ice tonight than just score. Where have you felt your game kind of come along here? I know you had the rough start with the injury and all that. But where have you seen your game kind of grow and evolve here over the last few weeks?
I can tell I'm playing a lot better. But it's just, it starts in practice and in the gym. I'm working hard, and I'm really trying to push myself to do that extra work that I would do last year. And then, once I do that extra work in practice and in the gym, when I'm on the ice, I just play. I don't have anything to worry about, and I think that's what's helped me the most.
And the winning goal was quite something, eh? What did you see from Connor there? You've seen him do a lot of great things in the last couple of years here with the Oilers. Where does that kind of stack up for
That was huge. There's a whole sequence of events there. We held the line, and we didn't let him get in, and everyone came back as five, and we had a good turnover, and then Connor just takes over and does his thing, and that's what makes us dangerous.
Derek Van Deese, Post Media.
Hey, I know, it, you know with the concussion and everything, it was kind of a struggle there for a little while, but how did you maintain, you know, your confidence in yourself? Because you look like right now you're playing as confident as you ever have, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's just work. You know, I'm working on many things right now. Not just, I guess that's not just in the gym, too. I'm working on my mental strength, you know, working with many people and just kind of, you know, trying to figure out, trying to help myself mature as a player and grow. You know, that's one thing I kind of lost a little bit, you know, coming to the bubble is like growth mindset. And, you know, now I'm back and, you know, it feels good and it's fun again.
And you obviously have the confidence of your head coach. He's throwing you out there in some pretty big situations. How much does that help out?
I mean, it just it helps for sure. You know, it's something that I you know, I worked hard for last year, and you know, and I gained their trust, and you know, now that I got my legs back, my wind back, and you know, and now it's just about having fun and knowing he trusts me. Man, you know, it's just my job to work hard and, you know, deliver.
Jerry Jones, Post Media.
That game, you know, considering how physical it was, what a playoff feel it had, and everything involved, including the comeback in that, makes a statement to each other more than anything about where this team is right now going forward.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's a huge statement. You know, we're, you know, it just shows that we're not going to give up, you know, and we believe in each other and we're going to support each other. And you know, and you know, teams that do that, you know, they tend to go far in the playoffs. And right now, I think we got a good group. We got a good dressing room, and we got everyone who's dedicated and very motivated group. So, you know, that's fun to be a part of. You know, and I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm going to work each hard for these guys, and I think everyone's going to do the same.
That's Ethan Bear has a goal tonight. Connor McDavid has a goal and two assists as the Oilers beat the Montreal Canadiens 4-1. Get more on this one on globalnews.ca or 630ched.com. We've been coming to you from the Friesen Brothers Broadcast Center, and we're going to be here again on Wednesday, 6 o'clock face-off show.